Wait, oh, never mind.
Hi, guys.
Hello, guys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back
to a very long awaited episode. Another Haitius. Is this like Haitius 3? Yes.
What?
Is this Haitius 3? I need to get my mental health in order. This is like good.
To be fair, you are on those NHS lists like nobody has ever been.
NHS is just purely overlooking. It's wild.
This podcast is an example of what happens when you're on the NHS list.
Yes, ladies and gents, yes. Look at that sertraline. You'll get there one day.
Eventually. Speaking of lists, I mean, I feel like I've got an announcement to make, but I will make this announcement I'll make it next year.
You have a many announcements.
I have been on some NHS lists and on some private whatevers, and guys, boy, do I have a doozy for you to reveal. Yeah, I ain't gonna believe it. Or maybe, do you know, I feel like loads of people in my life will believe it, especially you. You're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Everybody in your life was like, this ain't news, me. Common knowledge.
Everybody's like, yeah. Okay, anyway, no, guys, I'm going to stop talking about this because I hate this when I listen to other podcasters and they're like, hey, there's something exciting coming up. And then, like, they never talk about it.
I promise
you guys, in the new year, as soon as I have more information, I will share with you something life-changing about me.
Do you know, this sounds so shan, right? But the other day, I started listening to this podcast and I got quite far of it quite quickly. And then like halfway through, like, this girl has like, oh yeah, I've got an announcement. I'm like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Only to reveal that she had a baby. Now hear me out.
And you're like, a baby's not exciting anymore. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're telling me that you have given up your rights and freedom for the rest of your life? And that's exciting news to you?
Yeah, literally. Oh wait, I've seen so many TikToks recently of people who are parents who are like, see you bad bees out there saying, do I want a kid or do I want to go to brunch? And I'm here as someone who loves their kids so much, and I'm just here to tell you, go to brunch. You
go to brunch, kids. And if that brunch is a bottomless brunch and it ends up happening in a situation where there potentially might be, listen, brunch.
Basically, guys, whatever your commitments, whatever your whatevers, just go to brunch. Just go. Life is too short. Just go.
Oh my God.
Just go have a good time. But yes, Shirley McPherson, how have you been? It's been a while. The last time we talked on this
podcast. It's not my life that we're meant to be catching up on, but I'll give you a wee doozy on what's been going on.
Yeah, I'll say, the last time we caught up on this podcast was that a bag of peas for £3.75 for a single item.
Bag of peas has gone up. It's gone up. £3.75 is no longer an option. You are looking at £5.55 now. It's not even a joke.
Forget about it. £5.50.
Not even a joke. Do you know? It's cheaper to heat your house than it is to buy.
I can't figure out how people are going to make it through this crisis. Like, I genuinely have no idea.
If you can afford to heat up every single room in your house, even the ones that you know you're never going to enter, then you've made it in life, my guy.
Yeah.
You've made
Not
it.
Even that, Charlie. If you can afford to heat more than one room, more than one zone in your house, then...
You should see me right... Actually, you can see me right now. I wish everybody else can see me right now.
We're I'm gonna both laugh. Wearing, I'm like, layers.
What? I brought it's my parboil heater and a quilt.
A quilt?
It's cold.
Yeah, I'm it's not any better in life than you because I don't have a quilt. But I do have, I have three layers on and a hat.
Damn. Like, I'm seeing my neighbors go out in, like, three jackets just to have a cigarette.
It shouldn't be funny, but no, it's not dire.
No, it's actually not. So, like, mine is being cold and, like, you know, pretty much, like, living my entire life out of one room because I purely refuse. Like, I genuinely refuse. But I've also realized, right, so if you go in the kitchen and wash your dishes before you cook, you don't need to put the heating on in the kitchen.
Wait, why?
What do you mean? Because you get warm. And then by the time the food's all going, then you can forget about the heating altogether.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're using the oven, or if you... Here's a pro tip. Get an air fryer and stop using your microwave. An air fryer uses far less energy than far less. Like, we're talking pennies as opposed to pounds.
Yeah, because they're microwaves.
No. Like, more, it uses more energy than an oven and the hob. Also, stop thinking about boiling things on the hob. Boil them in the microwave. Make, like, loads of food in the air fryer. Guys, I made beef olives, mashed potato, using nothing but the
air fryer. How? How?
The microwave.
Actually, how?
Literally, I'm telling you, put some oil in that in the air fryer. Mm-hmm. You know, coat the beef olives with the flour, the herbs, da 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 da. Put it in there, change it over every so often, blah blah blah. Put the stock in, put the veggies in, whatever. You can have beef olives, mashed potato, and some green beans within the hour. A fraction of the price as it would take you to do all that nonsense about cooking it on the stovetop. Like, honestly, it's so good. Even better than eating it when it's slow cooked.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, obviously, if you use a slow cooker as well, that's also going to be good and, like, energy efficient. But, honestly, forget about your stovetop. Forget about your oven. Just use your air fryer.
Do you know what? It's air fryers and lucky blankets all the way at this point.
Yeah.
And you just start calling them lucky blankets.
Lucky blankets. Like, honestly, it's dire. It's dire out there for people. Oh. It's just mad.
So that's all I've been doing. I've been suffering this television show back to back, and you know, doing my 1-2 cameos of anywhere that I need to be. Mm-hmm. But if there's alcohol involved, I'll be there.
Exactly, it keeps you warm. Last
3 months of your life, Susie. Mm. Can you talk us through them, please?
Last 3 months,
very quick. Just like a quick rundown of, like, the you know, the jet setting that you've been doing recently.
Oh yeah, I went to Montreal for just like a wee holiday and stuff.
Imagine a just a wee holiday and stuff. We're going for a financial crisis, and people can still afford to go on wee holidays and stuff.
I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying. Yes, I chose not to have any kids. No, I'm joking.
I chose nicely.
No. But yeah. So eventually, obviously, Canada opened up its borders, so we were like, why wouldn't we go to Canada? It was a good price.
You know?
Literally booked it within the first 24 hours of them opening their borders. So, like, the rates were cheap. Because obviously, like, the hotels and all that stuff hadn't had the chance to yet, you know?
Yeah. So the tourism prices are
really, yeah. So it wasn't, like, regular tourist prices. Got a really good deal. Stayed in a really nice hotel. The Sonder Maisonneuve. In Montreal, I would happily recommend that place. Hotels.
That's what they're called, right?
Hotel. Yeah. Really nice apart hotel, actually. It was like downtown. Really nice. Good. Nice. Those of you that know me or don't know me, I love going to Montreal. It's like literally been my dream city since like forever, basically. Yeah. Since forever. I've been there before twice, and like this is their time going, and it was like amazing. It's really good. Only thing I can't get behind with Canadian culture is the tipping culture, because quite frankly, I just don't get it. I don't know if it's just me being Scrooge McDuck and being like British AF, and I didn't realize I was British AF until this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the bare minimum that you can tip in Canada is 18%, which I thought, 18?
That's illegal.
For what?
To pay the waitresses and waiters.
18%.
Yes.
1/8%. And the first person that we had was like just so rude. And this before I knew it was 18%. So I tipped her like a zero. I just paid the bill, right? And I just looking at me weird. And
you so looked like, at your friend, look at like,
did you just tip? Like, did you not give her a tip? And I was like, no, this girl came over, the chopsticks out of my hand. No. She took the soy sauce out of my hand and was like, do you want soy sauce or vinegar? And like poured it for me over my food, not knowing how much quantity I wanted of soy sauce or vinegar. And she's so rude. Like, she's so rude. Just literally grabbing shit out of, like, my hand. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Are you trying to feed me? Like, what's going on? Anyway, it was just like a big mess. It was a big mess. Anyways, yeah, so Canadian tipping culture is not for me. I respectfully reject it, rebuke it, all of those things. I went to a nightclub in Montreal with my friends and ordered a vodka cranberry, so like $5. And the guy asked for a tip. Oh. Pouring cranberry juice and vodka into a glass. That's it.
That's enough to put you off, like, everything. You're not eating out anymore. You're not going to clubbing. I'm
it
sorry.
It was just weird, though, because I thought, I was like, you didn't even make a cocktail. Sorry, just 30 seconds to put together.
There was no apparatus involved in this drink making.
Yeah, it was like an auto measure. You know the auto measure thing? Like,
yeah.
You didn't do anything.
You literally just whoop, whoop.
Yeah, like
a day, and now
this whole thing took less than a minute between me saying what I wanted and you giving it to me. You want an 18% tip for what? What do you want it for?
Salary.
It was, well, that's what I'm saying. But then, like, if it's salary, like, that's not something that the consumer should pick up.
Do you know
that's
what I mean?
Wild.
Like, you don't, you don't need to go get a strike. Job and you ask the people that will be coming to your workplace what the salary's gonna be.
Yeah, like, I don't know. And if that's the case in Canada, I just have one word for you. Strike.
Imagine Canada on a strike, though.
They should do it.
I just don't know if they're too
it's
nice.
It's not right. No.
They're so nice and optimistic. Like, they probably well, strike they for like really an hour and then be like, you know what?
Future,
like,
because, guys, it's probably it's not really, funny. Really hard. No, it's not funny. It's what nice. Happened to what? No, no, but listen to this. Listen to this. This is my whole bit. The whole time that I was there, I was just perplexed because 18%, anytime your tip has got, you know, double digits on it to ensure that you get paid what is fair, means that it's no longer about the customer. It's now about your employer and it's now about your government.
Very much true.
Like, why aren't they paying y'all?
Right. It's weird.
Strike, strike, strike.
It's weird. Do you know, I actually realized that, like, tipping culture was, like, a non-British thing until, like, I was looking at a couple of TikToks and people were like, oh, don't, you know, I think it was about Japan because apparently it's rude to tip in Japan. No. Mm-hmm. Now people need to understand why I so Japanese people so hard.
They don't want that extra money.
So hard. Imagine it's rude to give you extra money. Don't you worry, John. I'll give you less. Mm. I will give you less. Mm. No, but like I found out that like a lot of countries actually do the whole minimum tipping situation. Because I'm sure we had it for a little bit during lockdown as well. No, there was like that.
No,
that,
we have that, like 10% here, which
it's not mandatory.
I feel like
I ain't never
bare minimum, everybody should be paid a living wage.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you do a really good job, exceptional job, or just whatever, you've knocked it out of the park, you should get that extra money. That extra money, however, should not be used to get you to minimum wage. That's wild.
Exactly. See, that's what's mad. Because I feel like I've never really tipped. Like, see when there's like, oh, would you like to tip? I actually done that the other day when I was out. And then I went to scan my card. And I was like, it's not scanning. And she's like, oh, that's because you have to choose whether you want to tip or not. I was like, oh, right, of course not. And I said it to her, like, she's meant to know.
Uh-huh.
No, but you did not give me good service. It's not allowed. But, like, yeah. The only times I'd be like, oh, like, you've actually been fantastic. Or if I'm, like, looking trying to flirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've actually been fantastic. Like, do these go to you or do they go to the whole bar? If they go to
it's
you,
one,
here's your...
It's, like, honestly, like, I hate even having a conversation about tipping because, it, like, for lots of people, it makes them feel icky and it makes them feel like they're complaining about nothing or just being, like, really stingy about money and all that stuff. But by word of the actual word tip, it's on top of.
Yeah.
It's on top of.
Yeah.
And great, the good, really good service should deserve that.
100%.
If you've just done your, if you were slammed as a, I've worked as a waitress many years, and all that stuff. Certainly spent loads of time in the service industry and stuff. And I can tell you, if you have done your job and only your job, you've waited the tables, you've done your bartending, all that stuff. You've not gone out of your way, you know, like you haven't been like, here's a couple. They've just requested any bog standard seat. I haven't put them in the nice little romantic one. I haven't, you know, little put a little bit of atmosphere around them. I haven't made their night special. I've just been like,
you must touch my soul.
Here's a
seat. You must touch my soul.
Here's your food you sometime. Blah, blah, blah. I haven't even bothered being like, so what are you guys doing after this? Do you know what I mean?
You
like,
really
I haven't
just
even done any of this stuff. Then, like, at the bare minimum, I'm paying my bill. I'm paying my bill. Thank you for your service. You did your job. Great. Awesome. Get out of your way. You've been like, oh, over here, you know, I've found, like, this really nice, cute little place, and there's, like, candles and fairy lights or, like, something like that, and I'm going to make sure your food is, like, you know, super on time. Oh, the dessert has come. I felt a freaking love heart with the dessert and all that. I'm giving you.
Like, you're going 20%. The extra mile, then I will go the extra 100%. Mile for you. You touch 100%. My soul, I'm going to touch your soul. Yeah. It's that simple.
Thank you. You've made this really lovely, really good. Yeah, awesome.
So I can afford it, that is.
I see you busting your hump because it's, like, so busy, but you made sure that the food came out on time. Like, I see you sweating. I'm giving you a tip. But if you just, you know, you come
in. I mean, unless you see, like, a bathroom breakdown. Even after a bathroom breakdown, I'm giving a good pep talk and calling it a day.
But, like, anyways, yeah, I just feel like, you know, exceptional service deserves exceptional tip. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that. Yeah, 18%
across the board, regardless of service.
No, I don't think the customer should be paying people's wages. Like, honestly, that's a bit wild. Like, that's really crazy. That's even like asking doctors, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I think that's like ridiculously dangerous territory to start getting into, to be like,
yeah,
we, the employer, will not pay you minimum wage.
Well, that is a heads up. That is well and truly like a well appreciated heads up, because up until you had mentioned it, I was like, yeah, Canada. And to be fair,
you have to go, but just in the back of your mind, just
nah, it looks like fantasy land over there. I'm definitely going. Don't worry about that.
Like, there's so, guys, like,
again, that 18%, we'll discuss it when we get to the buzz and the list.
18% will make you cry, honestly.
You will see,
like, I paid it, obviously, but then I was like, this is not right. Who's going to tell the Canadians what the British people are doing right now?
You better tell them. Well, you better tell them. Oh, wait, actually, you just reminded me. So it wasn't mandatory. It was like put on and then you had to choose.
Yes,
or you had to verbally say, I'm sorry, I would not like to tip.
Yeah. And then I hate that stuff that relies on like shaming you, because I have no shame.
That's true. You can't shame the unashamed. I'm sorry. You cannot shame the unashamed.
I have no shame whatsoever. If the service was bad and you expect me to tip because like most people are like too polite or too scared to maybe say zero. And I say zero, and you say to me, oh, was everything okay? And I'm like, no, it wasn't okay. Like, I don't have any issue saying it wasn't okay. Like, when I was at the table during the whole thing, I mean, here's a good example. It took her 23 minutes to get us a drink. And this restaurant was one room size, about seven tables. Mm-hmm. How does it take you 23 minutes and it takes me prompting and you go, oh, yeah, sure, I'll go get that. And then you wait another 5 minutes. What's that?
She was building up the mucus in the back of her mouth before she spat it on top of her drink. We're being so British.
No, but it was like a bottle. It was a bottle drink. I was like, hun, it's even a screw top. Like, I can unscrew it myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't even busy. They weren't even, they were all busy.
That's actually, freaking outrageous.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. For me, I was gonna say something, but like my partner and my friend were like, they know me. Like I'll say it. Like I'll just be like, "Hi, what's going on?" Like,
"Hi, what's going on?"
I've been in this restaurant for 75 minutes and there's no food. What's going on?
7-5, my G, 7-5.
Order a salad.
An hour and 15 minutes, bro.
You say it will come up when it's ready, but one of the things is a salad.
They're picking the leaves from the garden themselves.
What's going on?
And the garden just happens to be like a 20-minute drive.
Would y'all just sat there like TPing our fingers, like trying to figure out what's going on? That's why she goes zero tip in Canada. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord have
Anyways, let's move on. What have you been on? I have been on holiday and I have been twice sick.
In the middle of that, we had a really, really lovely little party that we attended. It was great. It was fantastic.
Oh, yes!
We are.
We made the top 20 in the List magazines. I don't know, like top hot 100, I think influential Scots to culture and arts in Scotland, which is amazing.
That's nuts. Did you ever
think that would happen? Yeah. Did you ever think that would happen, Shirley?
Just laugh, influence culture. No. That's absolutely mad. And even being there, I was just kind of there like, wow, guys. Thank you, but wow, guys. Don't really be thinking a lot about us. And I really, really freaking love that. And I appreciate it. And it's really so hard to be like, nah, no way y'all choose to like open up your phones and listen to my voice at like 7 o'clock in the morning. To the point where we're now, you know, influencing culture. But nah, that was such a beautiful honor, man.
It's amazing. I like to think about, you know, all those times that we struggled trying to find our identity and trying to figure out who we are and what we wanted to put out into the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes you felt less than. No, for me, it was like super validating because of the times that I felt less than as a person living in Scotland, especially a black person living in Scotland, and all the things that I've gone through, to see that was like so validating to hear all those times that people were just so rude and so mean and just so like awful to us.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, what are you doing?
Where are you now?
Are you in this room? No, a part of it. Okay, guys. I mean, there's a little bit of conceitedness that has to go into this a little bit because actually it means so much.
Yeah, sometimes you have to take
so much.
You have to take the W's and really, really take them as W's. Like,
yeah,
yes. And in a lot of situations, you must humble yourself. But like, if you're not constantly realizing your achievements and how, like, where are you gonna get?
Yeah. I think it's amazing, but obviously none of it would be possible without everybody that is listening to this podcast, whether you started right at the beginning when we didn't know what we were doing, to now when we still don't know what we're doing, but
trying to do. If you ever listen back to the old podcast, old episodes, and realize how much our voices have dropped.
I'm Susie.
Our voices have dropped like a good couple of octaves, like in the process of the last couple of years. That's mad. But honestly, nah, it couldn't have been, like, you're so right. It couldn't have been possible without anyone. Like, I keep going back. Y'all really
be standing. Remember when we had, like, 8 listeners?
Y'all really be standing. All of you. All 8 of you.
Like,
nah, I love that. I appreciate it.
If you listen to this podcast right from the beginning, please reach out. Like, what was you thinking?
I'd like to hear. I want to hear input, feedback, for some of y'all. You know, I want to hear about the conspiracies.
Oh yeah, I want to hear about Shirley's conspiracies. Which one of you have taken these on board?
Our conspiracy club, guys. Like, I'm more than willing to hold like a joint WhatsApp call to have conspiracy discussions. That is a lie. I don't answer my phone calls.
That's true. Anyways, Shirley, this was such a bullet point episode because we're just trying to catch the people's up.
I know.
Have you watched Harry and Meghan's thing?
No.
Have we missed any world events that we very quickly need to touch on? What has happened since the Queen died?
Oh my god. Liz!
Well, Harry and Meghan obviously released a documentary and, like, really cliff notes because we cover this.
Yeah, I'm in another episode. I'm not gonna lie. Again, the Brits have started again with their, you know, situation, but
It's just jarring. I feel like I'm so close, guys. Should I post my video of me meeting Meghan Markle, our princess?
I think you should.
Princess part two.
I think we should meet our princess. I'm sorry, she's our queen.
She's our queen.
She's
but
the
it's
queen.
Jarring. I was coming out of like city airport, like London city airport. I like went through security, and the first thing I
again,
see
is jet setting the way. Met the love of my life.
Jet setting.
Even know
okay. You never guess. You never guess. Actually, sorry. Let me just
You can't not mention.
I was in London for a few days and I happened to go to Madden Joyce's Spotify sound up session. Amazing. Oh my god, no, it's so good. Like if you've listened to a podcast, you'll love her. To meet her in person, like I almost cried because he literally was like, no, I literally invite, you know when people are like, yeah, everybody that's here, I invited you and da da da, and you're like, yeah, sure you did.
In your head,
you're like, yeah, but like you're marketing and you're PR. You didn't invite us. Like, no, you didn't. Right. Mm-hmm. But I kid you not. She was like, no. Like she was like, oh Susie, like that's got what? And I was like, hey.
Why?
You know,
tears.
Like, well, damn.
Tears.
I thought we were just gonna float under the radar because I just didn't, you know, didn't expect anything. Like, I go to these events a lot of the time, especially the ones in London, or like just kind of expecting that nobody knows who the heck
exactly
we are. Because why would they?
I'm sorry.
Why would you know? But no, she was so lovely. She knew who we were and our stuff, and she really hoped that you were there, but you were not.
I was like, okay, do you know what killed me, right? Like, life was just so hilarious and hectic at that point that I actually even forgot to, like, I forgot when you were flying out, because obviously we're gonna go together. It always those times where you're like, nah.
I met Victor. Victor Kunda. Yeah. He was lovely.
He's just the love of my life. And the day that he finds out, that he'll find out, but it's okay. It's fine. He's such a beautiful man.
Yeah, I told him because he was doing some Ama piano dances. I was like, yeah, it's a shame. If Shirley was here, he would have had a great time.
Nah, I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures of you on the plane and I was like, nah. And then I saw the pictures with you and Joyce and Victor, and I was like,
"Yeah, I know." I was about Leonie Joyce, like it was really chill. Like, and I also didn't know. Like, this is my problem is that I don't really know a lot of stuff that happens sometimes in the Black sphere, like the diaspora, particularly in London. I think it was it past the Meerkats.
It was past the meerkat. Yeah.
Bless them. They're really nice. I mean, like, I was, like, walking down the street trying to find the Spotify office. And I just didn't...
They're the ones that screwed you in.
Yeah, I turned this one corner, yeah? And it was just, like, proper dank alleyway. And it was, like, this sketchy-looking dude just, like, watching me. And it was just me and him. And it was a really long street. Like, you know, on a dead-end street. You know when you're like, oh my god, what have I done?
Like, is it taking press in and out? You're in London.
Yeah. And then, like, they were like, there's like literally just round the corner. And I was like, hey!
Just run towards.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, I hope this isn't weird, but are you going to the Spotify thing? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, can I just tag along? Because I have no idea where I'm going. Like, yeah.
Nah,
I
love that.
No, damn, they were really sweet. No, I didn't realize until, like, obviously, like, way after. And I was like, oh, okay, right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. No, but, like, everybody was super nice and just, it was such a chill sesh.
I'm so, so glad that, like, you got to go there and be there, honestly, because it's just vibes. Like, the London Black community is just vibes. I'm not saying that
I've never had the Edinburgh one, guys.
I know we're all vibes, Yazzie, but it's vibes. It's like especially because like you listen to them all the time and like you know like my social media is like over flooded with all of this. I would have had a proper fangirl moment, honestly. I wish I could have took my depression in a bag and chucked it in the North Sea, but hey, we can't do that.
You would have had a good time. You'd have had a really good time. It was loads of fun. But
cool, I'll...
Anyways, yes, it's enough about me. Like, honestly, yes. So we've got some exciting stuff planned for the end of the year, I think. These days. Hopefully an exciting interview. I know we've said this so...
Now, guys, listen. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, no,
we've got 2 weeks until the end of the year. So, yeah.
Hopefully have a good episode either this side of the year or next year to share with you guys. And you have to, like, share that episode. Like, you have to share
that episode. Share it so hard.
Share it the hardest you've ever shared. Also, a great time to say thank you to every single person that has listened to this episode across the whole year. Really appreciate it.
We love you guys.
It's so good. And we see every single one of you, even when we're struggling through the mental health and all the stuff, and we're trying to figure out what the heck is going on and how to be more consistent.
Yeah.
You guys are there. Like, you are absolutely there.
There are times where, honestly, like, I lay in my bed, I'm like, nah, fuck the world. Fuck this podcast. And I'm like, but no. No, they all want to hear me cackle.
Yeah. But anyways, loads of fun things coming up in the new year. I think we're also going to dabble into maybe a coffee. Those of you that are familiar with coffee, it's where you buy your favorite podcasters or content creators a coffee. Or something like that. Part of the thing about podcasting is that it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. A lot. Away from your day-to-day, you know, stuff. Of course, you know, some of us got jobs, 9 to 5, got to do all that, 40 hours a week, that stuff. And then after we do podcasting, and it takes, you know, a lot of time to edit and research and produce and do all of that stuff. So we're thinking about moving towards a little bit of a coffee. Of course, it is optional. But, you know, contributions are usually like, yeah, the price of a coffee, £3, like £5, whatever. Stuff that helps us with our hosting fees, equipment fees, and all that kind of stuff. And just makes it a little bit easier so that it's not so much of a huge mountain and hurdle to climb. And just means that we can maybe produce episodes a little bit more frequently because we'll have the support to do that kind of stuff. But, yep. Know that it's a cost of living crisis, so not everybody has got the pennies and the pounds to spare, but and all help that you guys have is absolutely amazing. But as I say, you know, we're thinking about doing that for the new year, so stay tuned. Of course, we'll of course give back. You might even see some video episodes for those of you that do choose to subscribe in that way.
We're looking
Okay, I think that's us actually for this. This is a really quick, short episode. It was just to touch base with you guys and just let you know that we're still alive.
We are. And again, we're sorry. It's mainly me, guys. I'm the problem.
This thing is hard. It's hard.
I'm the problem. I am the problem. It's but hard. Like, once winter's over... Nah, I'm joking.
We keep making this illusion, but, like, you know, it's really difficult to be on NHS lists and stuff to get the help that you need. And it would be a lot quicker if, like, both of us were on, like, private medical. I'm on private medical
must be
stuff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it is what
I've
it
been looking
is.
At jobs, and I'm like, I don't even want this job at the private medical.
No, it's that kind of stuff. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really difficult. To juggle the demands of either work, mental health, and putting out consistent episodes, and of course juggling, don't forget we've got to juggle the life stuff and all that stuff that's always active and always going on. So we'll see, but we are super committed to this podcast, and we want to take you guys with us.
We really do, every second and every way
journey. Okay, cool. So if you enjoyed this podcast and you would if you can see, Shirley is just mate, don't do that again.
You love this
don't
podcast.
Do that again, don't do that again. You're like, lucky it's not a video podcast. It's a video podcast.
Shirley, like and subscribe, and I'll show you what I was doing.
Shirley on this podcast always forgets that this is a recorded thing. She has done all kinds of nonsense on camera that I sincerely hope that the people who review this footage on their servers, either Zencast or Squadcast or Riverside, whichever service we have used, never looks back on those videos, because you have done madness.
I feel like Kanye when he said that. I don't have any mental health. No. I'm not having an episode. I might slightly be autistic like Rain Man.
Jesus. Okay, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, leave us a like, subscribe, share it with a friend. We have seen the end of year wrapped, and apparently our listeners are enthusiasts and people that love to share the podcast with other people. So please feel free to share the podcast with someone who you think will enjoy this episode, or in fact enjoy the rest of our episodes in our little catalog, and we'll really appreciate it. But otherwise, you can find me at Susie Mwans on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, pretty much. Well, not Facebook, actually, guys, because I don't actually use Facebook. Nobody uses Facebook.
No, that is very
confusing. Like Twitter and Instagram.
As far as finding my Facebook, then you definitely want to marry either one of us, and that's okay.
Like, honestly, guys, find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Susie Mwanza at Black Scott Pod, and for Shirley, you can find her on.
She is underscore Shirley McPherson underscore on Instagram, and at Thickmas Prime. Is it Thickmas Fine or Thickmas Prime? Guys, y'all can figure it out on either TikTok or Twitter. I'm there. We're there. And at Black Scott Pod on all forms.
Okay, guys, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.